When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
9:41, our daily spotlight on You Decide 2024. It is an off day in the ongoing hush money trial for former President Trump. We'll talk about what he's up to today in a moment. Let's start with President Biden, who's hitting the campaign trail. Battleground state of Wisconsin again. This makes a lot of visits there. He'll be touting new tech jobs. WOKV's Kirsten Garrison, our Washington newsroom. And Kirsten, Biden is also meeting with black voters. It's going to be a crucial voting block.
That's right. Yeah, we'll start with his first big appearance today. He actually just left the White House. I was near the White House this morning as Air Force One was like coming down. And he is heading to Wisconsin today, where he'll highlight a decision by Microsoft to build a $3.3 billion data center that is expected to create roughly 2,000 jobs. Now, this is also the same spot where back in 2017, Donald Trump praised the electronics giant for its plan to build a $10 billion manufacturing facility that was supposed to employ about 10,000 people, but this is from Foxconn, and that did not get completed. So again, this area, Wisconsin, many eyes are looking at this development. Now, after the president's speech, he will be making a campaign stop to meet with black voters about what's at stake in the November election. The campaign is also preparing to launch another $14 billion advertising blitz. Now, a significant portion of that $14 million will go to black and Latino media, as well as Asian American print and radio, according to the campaign. Now, campaign officials also say that Biden will continue to try to do targeted interviews with media that serve, the primarily minority audiences as well. Now, back in 2020, Biden carried the state of Wisconsin by just 21,000 votes, so it is a major battleground state at play. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris is also on the road today. She is on the East Coast, further up in Pennsylvania. She is going to be right outside of Philadelphia, and she's going to be talking about the administration's continued fight for reproductive freedom. So, again, we're seeing these major issues, minority issues, but also, again, reproductive rights being a big forefront for the Biden-Harris campaign.
So what's the former president up to on this off day in the trial?
That's right. So he won't be in court, but he will also not be doing too much today. The former president does not have any public campaign events on his schedule. His next rally is going to be this Saturday, and that will be in New Jersey. He will be back in court tomorrow morning, obviously. And staying with his court case, tomorrow the defense will continue its cross-examination of adult film star and the woman at the center of this whole case, Stormy Daniels. Yesterday, prosecutors tried to paint Daniels as a credible witness, having her reveal, exact details of her alleged encounter with the former president and the events surrounding all this. As you can imagine, the former president has denied ever having an affair with Stormy Daniels. Meanwhile, during cross-examination, Trump's attorneys yesterday tried to undercut Daniels' testimony by attacking her motives, her credibility, and trying to demonstrate how much she hates Trump. Now, this whole case centers around that, again, the hush money payment, that $130,000 that Trump's then-attorney Michael Cohen paid to Stormy Daniels in the final weeks of the 2016 campaign. So a lot more that will happen over the next couple of days in court. But for now, arrest day for the courthouse and that jury and also for the former president.
All right, Kirsten, appreciate the live update from our Washington newsroom.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.